You are tuned in to Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Broussard, Louisiana. Let's catch up with Father Michael Dalcom as he breaks open the readings during the preaching series, Reboot.
I don't know if you've had this experience of maybe working on your computer, on your iPad, or some computer device, and in the midst of multitasking, in the midst of maybe having a lot of things open and running that are important, you get the little signal, the sign. I call it the whirly wheel, the spinning wheel, the miserable communication to you that your computer is not functioning quite like it's supposed to. The wagon wheel can last 2 seconds, it can last 10 seconds, it can last 2 minutes. And my patience and tolerance goes no longer than 2 minutes. Typically what I do is maybe what most of us do. I just turn it off. I reboot it. I get it started again. Hopefully, the computer will come back and it will return to its prior settings, its original settings. The settings that I have come to know and love, that my computer functions like it's supposed to be. I may or may not lose some of my documents, which I get nervous about. But the key is my computer's working. It's useless if it's not doing what it's supposed to be doing. We call that rebooting. We reboot our computer. We get it going back to how it was originally made to work. In case you've noticed through the posters coming in the narthex or the handouts that were given to you, this is the title of our new preaching series. It's called Reboot. This was the image that came up as we were praying about what exactly do we feel the Holy Spirit calling our church? What is God doing through our leaders? What is God doing here in Sacred Heart? What have we been doing over the past couple of years? The word, the image, the framework is to reboot. What happens when we reboot? We recognize that there's a lot of things going on. This parish is full of a lot of beautiful things. We're doing a lot of stuff. Our church in general is doing a lot of stuff. And we can say that we are busy. But just like a computer, when it's doing a lot of stuff, sometimes it gets bogged down. It starts to get slow. It stops becoming effective. And what reboot does is it goes back to the original settings. What the church is being called to do right now is to go back to its original intent, its original purpose, because it seems like we're forgetting why we're here. We're forgetting why Jesus gave us the church. And so I have to admit, as a pastor, I came into Sacred Heart, and in my energy, in my youth, I just started blowing and going. We just started rolling. There were a lot of things that we were doing, and I started to kind of streamline and trim and change a few things. And a lot of people were saying, why are you doing what you're doing? What's wrong with the way we had them before? You're going too fast. This is too much of an adjustment. And I will admit that maybe I moved a little too fast. But there was an urgency, at least in my heart. There was a clarity in my heart in why I was moving the way I was moving. And we realized maybe we need to step back a little bit and do a little explaining of the why. Why have we been doing some of the things we've been doing so that we can understand them, so that moving forward we can be a little more all on board? How's that sound? Sounds good? Today we're just going to talk about what's wrong. Because we can't talk about solutions. We can't talk about how we're going to solve a problem that we don't know we have. But there is a problem. And I'm hopefully going to share with you some statistics so we can understand what's happening so that we can better come up with a solution. Hopefully you grabbed a little handout as you walked in. If not, you can grab one on the way out. There's a lot of statistics on the handout that's going to hopefully paint a picture for us about what's happening in our faith life across the world, across the continent, what's happening particularly in the exercise of the Catholic faith. So let's just talk about Europe a little bit. Let's talk about Europe. Europe's a little bit safer. It's far away. Who knows what those guys are doing over there on the other side of that water? They speak another language. It's a different culture. So it's safe to talk about them a little bit at the beginning. Some of you have had a chance to travel to Europe lately. You've seen the beautiful churches. You've seen the beautiful artwork. In the Renaissance, the Catholic Church was the leading force in driving a culture that influenced literature. It influenced art. It influenced music. There's beautiful churches almost on every corner in most of the major cities in Europe. But for those of you who went in those churches, you might have noticed that they were empty. Maybe you went to Mass at some of these places and were asking yourselves, where are all the people? Let's talk about some statistics of the faith practice in Europe. You see there right there on the handout, in 2018, there was a study and a survey given to young adults. So these young adults are basically a category from 18 years of age to 35. That's what we would call young adults. So young adults were questioned about their faith and their exercise of faith. There was a category in that study called no religious affiliation. We'll call those the nuns, not the ones with the habits, but the nuns, N-O-N-E-S. These are people who would identify themselves as having no religious affiliation whatsoever. So there was like Catholics, there was evangelicals, there was different denominations. And then there was a category for none. I consider myself having no religious affiliation. Look at these stats. Major countries in Europe, over 64%. Saying most of the young adults have no religious affiliation. With astounding numbers, 75% of Sweden, 70% of England, the UK, 64% of France. Their young adults are identifying themselves as having no religious affiliation. Those who never attend religious services, major countries like Spain, England, Belgium, the Netherlands, 60% and over. The young adults say, we never go to Mass. We never go to any religious service. We just don't do anything. Those who never pray, some of these stats, above 70%. The young adults in Sweden, Denmark, France, Norway, 70% and above say they never pray. You may be just wondering, how does this affect the Catholics, so attendance at Mass. Where are all the Catholics in Europe, right? Only 2% of young adults in Belgium actually go to Mass. 3% in Hungary, 6% in Germany, 7% in France, and even England, who was once thriving Christian country, only 17% of young adults actually go to Mass on a weekend. The faith and the practice of the faith in Europe is dwindling and dying. Churches are empty. In fact, so much to so that the former Archbishop of Canterbury, which is in the Anglican Church, he would be like the Pope. He's the leader of the Anglican Church. He said this. This was a direct quote from him. Britain is now a post-Christian country. In other words, at one time, the country was thriving in its Christian identity. He's identifying it as a post-Christian country. The majority of Anglicans and Roman Catholics, he said, now feel afraid to express their beliefs. Britain is no longer a nation of believers. The era of regular and widespread worship is over. This is the leader, the former leader of their church. Kind of a bleak picture. And some of us have known this, some of us have read about this. It seems a little safe over across the big pond. They don't have their act together. But I want to kind of move a little closer to home, because maybe some of us are asking ourselves, well, what's going on in our country? Certainly our country is different. We have a Christian country. Our leaders of our country, the founding fathers, we based this country off of godly principles. In God we trust. It's even on our dollar, right? Here's some statistics for our country, the United States. It was a survey, and all these surveys are, these studies are on our website if you want to go and read a little more about it. So the general population of our country, the general population, of them 6% consider themselves atheist. In other words, these are people who do not believe in God. 6% of the general population. What's startling is when you just evaluate and question teenagers, 13% of teenagers consider themselves atheists. So what that tells us is a larger majority of younger people are more and more believing that there is no God. If you look at Americans who qualify themselves as post-Christian, in other words, they used to be Christian, but they no longer consider themselves Christian. In 2013, that was 37%. In 2016, it has rose to 48%. So just in 3 years, the percentage of people who used to be Christian, who consider themselves no longer Christian in practice of the faith, has rose just 11%. Almost half of the country. Adults who were raised Catholic, who no longer identify themselves Catholic, has risen in 2000 from 17.9 million to 30 million. Okay, let's think about that, because this is starting to hit home. People who were raised Catholic, who were baptized Catholic, who no longer consider themselves Catholic, has almost doubled in our country. Almost doubled. That should be alarming to us. Now, as we talk about these stats, I'm trying to hopefully paint a picture to you. What's happening in Europe is certainly coming to the United States. If you just look at our country, you just look at the recent news and just the difficulty that we're having, and you can just turn on the news with the Supreme Court hearings and the trial, and just it was easy to see just the anger and the rage just surfacing to the war between like a godly dialogue and just a godless dialogue, right? But that's happening over there, right? We in Cajun country, I mean, Cajun and Catholic are synonymous, right? Actually, there was a report that came out that Lafayette is the most Catholic city per capita in the country. It was a study. We're the most Catholic per capita in the country. Now, that's something to be excited about. A lot of our people love their faith, and it's imbued in our culture. When people come to visit, they wonder, how in the world are our churches so full? They actually brag about our parish, because we are alive. But I want to point something out, lest we get too excited. Okay? Though we are the most Catholic city, Lafayette, and I'll just include us in that circle, the most Catholic city in the country, look at this stat. There was a study done in 2010 that looked at religious practices. In the year 2000, Lafayette was 64.2% Catholic, which is phenomenal. In the year 2010, those who identified themselves as Catholic was 45.1%. That's a drop in 16% over 10 years. So we can get excited that we're the most Catholic city in the world, but does that say more about all the other cities and what's happening with them? And let's not lose fact of what's happening within our community. This is a telling stat. In the study that was given, in 2000, those who consider themselves none, so no religious affiliation, there wasn't even enough to measure. But in the year 2010, the people in Lafayette who considered themselves having no religious affiliation was 23.5%. Over 50,000 people in the Lafayette area consider themselves having no religious affiliation. Now, as a pastor, that startles me. As a pastor, that gets my attention. And I hope it gets your attention too. We have a beautiful culture and we have a beautiful faith family. But what we are beginning to experience, and hopefully you can think of people in your family. I know many of you have talked to me about your kids and your grandkids. It breaks your heart that they're not coming to Mass. We are beginning to experience that more and more over time. The pattern of our culture being Christian and really supporting our Catholic and Christian values is beginning to be no longer. In fact, a well-known archbishop in Chicago, Archbishop Chaput, he just came out with a book. And the title is Living in a Post-Christian World. This is a Catholic archbishop writing a book to tell us how to live in a post-Christian world. What we've been doing in the parish, we're going to talk about in a couple of weeks. I want to help you see that what we've been doing is trying to stem the tide, is trying to answer what's wrong. But unless we agree that something's wrong, there's no use talking about the solutions. Because many of us can say, Father, I hear you, I see the stats, but our churches are full. Our churches are full. Well, listen. Since 2000, Broussard, as you know, has blown up. It has grown 50% since the year 2000. We have houses and we have families moving into this community daily. And if we were doing an effective job, if we were spreading our faith, if we were attracting all the Catholics in our area, we would be talking about building a new church. But there's plenty of room in today's Mass. I was here yesterday at 5 p.m. and there is plenty of room at that Mass. This afternoon, we're going to celebrate another Mass at 5 and there's plenty of seats available. What I need us to do this week and what I need us to pray about is, how do I experience this problem in my family, in my community? And I want to challenge you to talk to one person that has stopped going to church. One person that you know. It can be a family, it can be a family member, it can be a neighbor, it can be a coworker that you know maybe they used to go to Mass, but they no longer go to Mass. Or they just never went to Mass at all. And I want you to ask them, why don't they go to Mass? Why not? I don't want you to evangelize them. I don't want you to change their heart. I don't want you to talk to Jesus to them, talk about Jesus to them. I just want you to be curious. Why are people not celebrating their faith? Why are they not active? So that when we come back next week and talk about why we are in this situation, how did we get here, you have a little better framework to work with. All of us can think of somebody. We probably don't have to go that far. Either our friends, our cousins, our children, our grandchildren. We know people who are not practicing their faith. They're not coming to Mass. They're disconnected. It's a problem. We want to be asking the question, why? What's at the root of it? So that you and I can better answer the problem. That's your homework this week. You're on board with me? One person. Now look, my grandpa and my grandma, I know how this works. My grandpa is going to turn to my grandma and say, hey, babe, you take care of that and tell me what they say. So your one person counts for us. No, that don't work. If you're married, you each get one person. And it ain't the same person. So, ask them the question, why don't you go to Mass anymore? And why not? We'll have a better a better groundwork and framework to enter into our dialogue next week. Let's pray for our church. Let's pray for our community. As we acknowledge, maybe we have perhaps lost our mission, our vision, our purpose. Remember, God's in charge. The Holy Spirit's moving. It's His church. We just want to cooperate with what He's doing. Amen.